Fifi Peters is leading the conversation all across South Africa right now. Stay tuned to SAFM.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the SAFM Market Update with me, with MoneyWeb. And I am your host, Fifi Peters. Glad to be with you after a very quiet day on the markets, I must admit. Not a lot of company news were out today, but of course the big story is the news that we will be able to process the Pfizer and the BioNTech vaccine. That's us as South Africa. South Africa's vaccine manufacturer will be on the show to help us understand exactly what this deal with Pfizer and BioNTech means. It could see us potentially processing and distributing 100 million doses of the vaccine for the African Union. So we'll get the detail. In economic matters, inflation numbers were released today, and we'll drill into what you have been paying for food and transport and electricity and what you should expect to pay for these going forward. We also just heard in the news bulletin that the Reserve Bank is expected to, is going to make its latest call on interest rates tomorrow, and we'll get into what those expectations are and what you should expect to hear the Reserve Bank say. In this week's Executive Lounge feature, we do have the CEO of the country's largest exporter of pork on the show. We'll look at his entrepreneurial journey, how his business was impacted by the riots in KZN and Gauteng, and also what it means for what will happen for the prices of ribs and sausages and bacon and ham in the short term. So let us know what you think. Use the hashtag SAFM Market Update. You can tweet us at MoneyWeb News. Tweet me at Fifi Peters.
SAFM Market Update with Fifi Peters.
But let's first check in on the markets and what did move your money in today's session. We have David Shapiro, Chief Global Equity Strategist for Sasfin Securities, here to tell us. David, good evening. Another good day for the JSE, it would seem.
No, a fabulous day. We started at the bottom, and the chart went from the bottom left to the top right. Just steadily up the whole day with some very big gains. And it's driven by what's happening on global markets. The little shock that we had earlier in the week has been forgotten, and markets are coming back very strongly. Suddenly, the virus is not an issue. Corporate results that are coming through there are driving share prices up there. So we're getting some very good numbers. If it continues like this in a day or two, we'll be back to some of those all-time highs that we've seen. In the meantime, it's following through here. So all the issues that took us down last week, worries about looting, and they are worries. I'm not dismissing them in any way, what we did see. But, I mean, from a market point of view, I think some of the global stocks are just giving us a good underpin to this market.
And so how quickly the market forgets then?
You've got to tell me that. It's just like bipolar. One day you're depressed, the next day you're up again, and then you never know what's going to happen the following day. But we lived through that. So, but in the meantime, today is a day for celebration. So it's a green day.
And perhaps it is. David, I don't know if you caught the latest news regarding the vaccines and what will be done here with the Pfizer-BioNTech deal. What do you think of that?
No, of course, it's in the right direction. At long last, we're looking at the number of vaccinations, and we're starting to hit those targets of the 100,000, 200,000, and we keep it up. And what's interesting to see is that the youngsters are going for it in a big way. The fact that they've opened up to 35-year-olds. So I think this is going to make a big, big difference, because until we vaccinate it, there's no chance of us ever recovering or getting the economy back on its feet again. So it's a move in the right direction. We've seen this in America. And it's not, we're not unique. We're not alone. Other countries are also struggling to meet the targets. People, still finding reluctance, which I can't understand. But until we get the whole world vaccinated, we're going to have these, we're not going to get the global economy back to where it was back in 2018 and 2019. So a very, very good move.
It looks like, though, if we look at the JSE and we just sift through the gainers and the losers, it looks like it was a bit of a mixed bag, although we can see the mining counters are still leading the show here. But just give us a sense of the trend and where we saw most of the buying and some of the selling.
It was in the miners. We saw oil price come back again, I mean, a recover. So the oil price picked up. It's still below where it was last week, but nevertheless in the right direction. And it was miners and some of the big international industrials we saw. So process masters were up. Richemont was very strong because we had some good gains in Europe, also on the back of good results there. And then the heavyweight miners, you know, Anglo's, Billiton, Glencore, all making big gains across the board. If you look at the numbers that are coming out from the miners, they are really, really good. They've all benefited from increased production and also from increase in commodity prices. So miners are making lots of cash. The good thing is that they're not spending it on projects, you know, they're not going out there and spending it recklessly. So they are accumulating cash, which hopefully will come back to shareholders. So we've seen some very good results out of the Anglo stable. Kumba's results yesterday were extraordinary. So I think that's going to also be something that's going to be good for our market as we see these numbers being released. You know, we saw Anglo Platts, the same thing, the trading updates. So I think all of this is just helping us at a very fragile time.
Let's dig a little further into the mining sector. Don't excuse my pun, David, but what we did see out of Kumba is the fact that, I mean, it could have been better if some of the constraints that it dealt with Transnet were not there. Yeah. And I'm just wondering to what degree you are worried that other mining companies might be saying the same thing, like South 32, for instance, talking about that stealing its thunder.
Well, I think that's something that Transnet has to help, and the government has to come to the party. Transnet has come under huge criticism because it's not only Saldanha, which is where Kumba export its iron ore from, it's certainly Richards Bay as well, and the lines from the coal miners to Richards Bay. Coal exports also a big story in this country. So the sooner we get that right as well, you know, the more it's going to help us on the export side. You can't have coal, you know, you can't have coal trucks derailed and delayed in actually getting product to market. So it's a massive issue that government has to clear up. But I mean, despite that, if you look at Kumba's results, I mean, yes, it could have been a lot better, but still, the incredible price that they're getting for iron ore against very low cost just leaves them just flush with cash. So, and you'll see that in some of the platinum business as well. So I think good results they're going to, you know, just help our market along. You know, we've got the other side of it, which is the, you know, the COVID side, the hospitality side, the other tourist side. That's under severe pressure, but at least this is offsetting it, you know, to a certain degree.
All right, David, thank you so much for joining the show. That was David Shapiro, Chief Global Equity Strategist at Sasfin Securities.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.